Welcome home, dear. You're home a little earlier than usual. Oh, you got the weekend and today off. That's wonderful news. And you have a surprise for me? Oh, but you want to talk about some other things first. Now that we're officially dating. Ah. Well, I suppose there are some things to discuss. Now that we are officially dating, there are a few things we do need to get out of the way. First off, officially, I can't be your metaphysics doctor anymore at the clinic. So I need to assign you to another doctor. I'll have to assign you to my supervisor. She's my metaphysics doctor, Dr. Demona. I'll still take care of you here at home for daily needs and alignments, but she's a wonderful doctor. And anything that I can't actually handle officially, she'll have to take care of. Everything will be fine, though. I don't foresee anything that I won't be able to take care of. Our date tonight, you have something special planned. That's a surprise? We'll be going out earlier? You say we'll be using one of those new portal systems to travel to one of the new places that opens up for couples like us? And it's a surprise. You just hope that it's a little bit like my own home. Oh, you're so thoughtful, my sweet. I'm sure that wherever you pick out is perfectly wonderful and absolutely devilishly wonderful. Don't you worry. You are so sweet. I know, it's in your nature to worry, but it'll be fine, I'm sure. Oh, it's one of these news portals that seem to be popping up in your world. They seem to be very similar to the portals we use to travel between your world and my old world. I really wonder who got them to work here in your world without the source, now that my old world has been lost and destroyed. We had a lot of travel restrictions on what we could take through these. For instance, no dairy, no frozen foods, nothing like that. Unless it was heavily shielded, and that was oftentimes way more trouble than it was really worth. Either way, it seems the matrix for this is completely stable and set for one specific location, plus a return trip. Shall we, my dear? Oh, my, what an exquisite smell. The piquant fragrance of boiled wood and sulfur is exquisite. And the scenery is definitely reminiscent of the slopes of Amonsur. Where are we exactly? The Sulfur Cauldron of Yellowstone National Park? I must say that this is an excellent surprise. Thank you, my dearest. And you say it's become a bit of a hot spot for couples like this? Oh, even better. I don't suppose there are baths that we could both enjoy? You say that there's a dedicated hot spring resort just for couples like us up ahead. And it's volcanic. Oh, how delightful. I can't wait until we can try them out. And you've booked us an overnight stay? Oh, my dearest darling. You were too kind and most thoughtful. What about you, though? Isn't the smell unkind to your poor tender nose? And your eyes, they're already watering. No. Let me at least try and help you a little so that you can enjoy yourself at least a little bit better while you're here. Let's see. A pinch of brimstone, a strand of my own hair, and a kiss. There. That spell should keep you at least at the right temperature and with a good supply of fresh air for several days at least. You should be able to survive a dip in a magma bath if you really wanted to. Oh, my dearest. Anything for you. I had no idea there were other couples like us, or that there were places like this in your world. You're right, dearest. This is our world now. Thank you. So, the tours are, according to this sign, 8 to 10 hours long. It's built on an active volcano. It's been a preserved national park since 1872. Oh. Do you think we'll run into any wildlife? Oh. Maybe some bears, or maybe some of those horned creatures? Not like from my world, but the ones with the much larger antlers, that's it. The moose. Yeah, I've always wanted to see one of those. Compare them to the horned creatures from my world. The wildlife. I do hope so. I don't think they would really enjoy this kind of environment, but you never know. Either way, spending time with you, that's what this is all about, isn't it? And any time with you is wonderful. Thank you, dearest. Oh, oh my. There really are other couples like us here. And is that? Oh, I know him. We used to work together some time ago. It looks like he's on a date with, oh my, I didn't know he was into that sort of human. Perhaps his tastes changed over the millennia? This is true. Love has become a big part of many of our lives, and many things are becoming new and fascinating to us. Never mind them, though. Today is our time, and there are so many things I want to do for you. You've shown me a new side to this world, and I want to show you my most sincere appreciation. Tonight, after we appreciate the baths together, I intend on showing you the full extent to which I enjoy your company, and just how much I do truly love you and want to spend the rest I want to spend the rest of my life with you, but I'll have to settle for spending the rest of your life with you. And that realization made me just a little sad. You're right, dearest. We'll just have to make the best memories we can in the time that we have. Savor every moment possible. And that means... what's this? Why are you kneeling? Yes, we have known each other for a while, and I love you so very much as well. Is this some sort of courtship ritual for humans? Should I be kneeling as well? Holy Hades. Is this a magic ring made of forged obsidian? And is that a fire diamond? Bonded? Marriage? You want me to marry you? Become your bonded? My dearest, what else can I say? Yes, forevermore, yes. I love you so very much. Thank you for this. Thank you so very much. Thank you. There's so much paperwork that will need to be done, and we'll need to follow your customs and mine. There's so much we both need to learn for this. Thank you, my dearest. Thank you. I love you so very much. Thank you. No, now come. Let's celebrate tonight with this wonderful place and just enjoy each other. The doctor is in. Remember to keep your apples away. The doctor is yours. The demon is here. The doctor is...